Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Community Care Incorporated is opening a can redemption center in Knoxville. What's its purpose? Who's going to be helped? Let's go in depth with Chris Gordon with Community Care Incorporated. Chris, where did you grow up?
Grew up in Pleasantville.
And where do you live now?
Here in Knoxville.
All right, and you work for the community care facility?
Yes.
And what do you do there?
Originally, I started out as the QA out here, and I've moved in as
QA, what's that?
That's quality assurance.
Okay.
My primary duties were to ensure we were given the quality care and documentation, all that stuff was being done as per regulation. Then I accepted a position as the vocational production manager, which I am very excited about.
Okay, and as part of that, you're opening the Can Redemption Center.
Correct.
All right, we're standing in the future Can Redemption Center. You're getting up. When are you going to start?
We will open up May 3rd.
Tell us a little bit about what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing cans and bins and looks like a cash register, maybe a sorting place. Tell us what we're seeing.
Yes. Well, what the people will do is they'll come in. We've got the door over here. They'll come in, hand off their cans. We'll have a counting table, which we will count, and then we will sort them later. In order for the individuals to be able to keep up with this, it's too much for us to ask them to count and sort at the same time. So we're doing it a different way. We actually modeled this after another facility that does this up in New Hampton. So we will count, and then customers will get their redemption money and go about their way. So have to wait on the sorting, and actually everything will be accurate. So we will count to the T of how many cans they're giving us.
So you're not just going to guess by bag?
We're not going to guess by bag, no. We're actually going to count them specifically. The whole premise is a skill building. So we're trying to train the individuals to gain a work skill here, and eventually the hope is to maybe seek community employment down the road. So with this being a sheltered workshop, we provide the supports for them, give them the training and the skills necessary to, you know, succeed and achieve out in the community as a traditional employer.
And so how many people do you think will be working here that live here?
Right now we have got it set up for initially it's going to start with 12, and then our hope is as we continue to grow to have the entire population, which we serve nearly 60 people now throughout Marion County. So that's the hope. Now obviously that's probably going to be something down the road yet quite a ways, but starting with 12, probably by the end of the year we should hopefully double that number.
And so you're hoping that there's enough volume of cans coming through here.
Yes, and that is the key component, is we have to have the product. That's their livelihood. So if they're not able to count and sort, then they don't really have anything to do. So we have some other things that we do, but this is going to be our primary focus at this point.
Okay, so rather than me standing, say, at a machine, shoving my cans in one by one, I can come here, bring my cans, bottles, I presume.
Yes.
And anything that might be redeemed, come here and help somebody gain skills that,
absolutely,
that they need.
Absolutely. That is the primary goal. And one other thing that we also offer that many don't is we actually have a drop-off service. So if you're out and about running errands, you can drop off your cans. We will tag them with your name, address, phone number on there. Go ahead and get everything counted out for you. You can stop back, preferably within 30 days, to pick up your redemption money. So many of us, one of my biggest things is waiting in line at the can redemption to get my money. So if I've got some things to do, I can run out, take care of that, come back. I'm saving myself a little bit of time. And we feel it'll be a convenience factor.
Sure.
We'll also offer for the businesses, we can do pickup for organizations and businesses in town. So if we can set up an agreement, we'll come and pick them up, weekly or biweekly, bring them out here, and then, again, get you your money back. But just trying to make it as convenient as possible.
Okay, so like if I got in a regular routine every 2 weeks coming in, dropping off my cans and bottles, I could then pick up my money from the previous 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then just go on my way.
There you go.
And so you want to set something up, I bet, with maybe restaurants in town?
Yes. Yep. I will be working on that over the next few weeks, setting up things with them. Just, again, to that's just one component someone don't like to deal with, I don't think. And if there's somebody that's willing to take that part and free up, you know, a few minutes a day for them for more important things, what not better than to have individuals that need those skills, to learn those skills, to have them assist you in it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the new Can Redemption Center that Community Care Incorporated is opening in Knoxville with Chris Gordon. I presume the people that work here will derive income from this as well?
Yes. Yep. We will start them out on a hourly type pay, and then we will move them into a piece rate. So they'll be actually, we'll count them how many cases that they count per day. So I have no idea what kind of monetary money that will mean to them, but obviously the more production they do, the more they're going to get paid. So Yes, they are getting paid.
So if I really get into it and really start sorting fast, I'm going to profit.
Absolutely.
Okay, as a resident. All right. Well, very good. And so what do the folks that are going to be working here think about this?
Many are very excited. One of the things that we see, especially with those that suffer from intellectual disabilities or chronic mental illnesses or brain injuries, is a lot of downtime. And they're not seeing themselves maybe achieve in certain ways they maybe can. And this is a way to promote, you know, some more mental health for them, it's positive mental health, and to give them a sense of achievement. We all know how good it feels when we accomplish something. So take that to an individual that, although they may be disabled in some capacity, they can still get the same. And that's the biggest thing, is we want to see them eventually become independent. You know, there, many of them don't have a lifelong goal to live at Marion County Care Facility. We want to see them progress into our supported community living services or to our hourly services or whatever. So as they progress, and that is my motto for them around here, is progression. And this is one capacity in which we can help them do that.
And so in many ways, work that we do, whether it's in the garden or at our desk, if we get in a routine and we feel comfortable with it, it's therapeutic for us. And so work is in some ways therapeutic. And so if we don't work, don't have a purpose or task, that's tough for some of us, probably most of us, to take, isn't it?
I would say very difficult. So yeah, if you look at it on the standpoint from yourself and how you may feel, or if you've ever been in that position in the past, and then couple that with also suffering from maybe depression or whatever mental illness, be very debilitating. And this is just an avenue to help them accomplish something. You know, it raises self-esteem. It does all those things. It increases a more positive self-concept, which is our primary goal, is to get them back on the right track, because some of them have kind of derailed and they need that assistance. And that's what we're here for.
Well, we all need to be valued, and we all need to have accomplishments and goals. This is a great setup. And so the specific thing that you're trying to teach isn't how to be the fastest can and bottle sorter. There's other sort of bigger issues behind it, aren't there?
Probably the biggest thing is, we want them to learn that job skill and learn it, you know, the best of their knowledge. But the biggest thing, it's a life lesson for them. It's that they can, because many of them maybe have failed several times. And we want to see them, achieve, and then also show that they can accomplish. And I think just that alone will help, irregardless of the ability that they have of being the fastest counter or the best sorter or whatever it is. Obviously, that's going to be an accomplishment for them, because many of them still have, we all have a little bit of competitive spirit in us. And we might see that. We might see contests out here. Who knows? You know, to have a little bit of fun. We all like to have fun in our job. So why would this be any different?
Sure. And so there's also probably things like showing up for work on time,
yep,
producing what you're supposed to be producing, and other kinds of things that will transfer directly into other kinds of positions.
Yes. That is the hope. Creating a more responsibility. And the biggest thing is showing up for work on time. You know, we all know what happens to us if we're late. Sometimes we get a little bit on the bad side of the boss. So being coming to work on time, staying at work on time, staying on task, those things, very important. And we would like to see that transform over into their everyday life once they are able to do it out here.
So am I imagining a possibility in the future where somebody might call you and say, hey, I've got this position open. Do you think you might have somebody that could fill that position? And so then, in essence, you would be making a recommendation that, yeah, so-and-so, because based on the performance here, can succeed.
Absolutely. That is the eventual goal.
Bringing value to the people that are here and then also adding value to the community.
Correct.
Well, that's pretty cool.
We think so. We think it's great. You know, it's something we've been wanting to do, and it's been a long time coming, and we're glad to see it's finally materialized to the point to where it's going to happen, and we're excited about it. I'm extremely excited about it. This is probably the best opportunity I've had to really be involved in the success and achievement of not only an individual, but of watching the agency continue to grow and continue to be a part of a community that is supportive.
Well, it seems that this will integrate the facility even more into the community, because more of us will be coming by, be out here, and get used to what's happening.
Yes, and that's a huge component. You know, we all have to have community support in a lot of things we do, and this, it will. It'll help not only with the vocational services, but just with the agency in its own will help. That's what we want to see, is that integration into the community, with the individuals that live here being more involved in community volunteer groups or things of that nature, and it's important.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the new Can Redemption Center that Community Care Incorporated is opening in Knoxville with Chris Gordon. Is the facility going to be making money off of this as well?
The facility, you know, like any redemption center, we get a penny per can, you know, when the distributors pick up. Primarily that is going to come from, that'll go back to the individuals for their pay. The services, it's the sheltered workshop, it is set up, you know, we're CARF accredited. So we have help as far as funding goes for the services that we provide for the individuals. So no, we're not going to make a lot of money on it. We'll be very happy probably just breaking even with our expenses. But
that's not the goal.
Our primary goal, that's not it. You know, this is not it's a business venture, but it's not a for-profit. We're a not-for-profit organization anyway. So any profits or revenue that we would see out of this would go directly back into the business anyway. So that is not the forefront of this is individual independence. And that's what we're really striving for.
We need to keep the heat on and the doors open.
We do have to do that, yeah. So, I mean, we have to, obviously, like any business, produce some sort of revenue, but that is not going to be our immediate task.
Now, do you anticipate in the future an expansion, say, going into maybe a different line of work?
Yes, we are. Currently, we actually do some contract work with Vermeer, where we do some counting for some packaging for assembly parts for them. Eventually, we would like to do additional contract work with the various businesses in town. Right now, I'm trying to keep myself reined in to what's going on right now, but I keep thinking of different things we can do. And yes, we want to obviously grow some other contracts and do some other work for other organizations out there.
So then is the goal, as people become more familiar with your operation, they'll say, oh, I've got this aspect of my business that I could contract out. That's one of your goals?
That's one of our goals, yes.
I see. Do you anticipate a drop-off point in any of our towns where, let's just say, that people might just want to donate their cans, or do you?
Yes and no. I mean, I could see some want to do that, you know, contributing to a good cause, but I want the public to know that that's not what we're about. You know, the donations, yeah, they'd be fantastic, but you still paid the deposit on that, on those cans, and you're still entitled to your 5 cents per can. So obviously donations would be welcome, but we would prefer to see the public treat this as any other business also. We don't want to take away from the other organizations that are seeking canned donations. So, and we're going to try to partner with them also and just take that off their hands. They can still get their stuff, and we'll just do the pickup and everything. So they're, again, trying to create some convenience for those. So like SOS, Humane Society, that do their cans, we'll just pick them up, bring them out, and then they'll get their funds back.
As we're sitting here talking, I can see you're really into this. You're really excited about it.
I am.
And so what drives you to make you want to do this, you want for this to succeed?
Probably the biggest thing is to see our individuals progress. You know, I've been here for a year, and I've seen some progression, but not as much as what I think we can see with them if they're doing something that is more viable. And that's probably my biggest thing is wanting to be not so much a direct impact, but be directly involved in their progression. And I think the more that I can do out here, the better that I will see in the long run. And, you know, let's face it, we all need a little help here and there. And I guess I just want to be the one that helps keep them going.
Thanks to Chris Gordon for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.